Hi, I'm David Solomon with Microsoft ArcCast, and I'm here at the ISA IT Regional Architect Conference in Philadelphia, the birthplace of freedom. And I'm fortunate enough to talk with Roger Sessions. Roger, how you doing?
Hi, it's nice to be here.
Good to speak with you. Now, you gave a couple of presentations at today's event. The first one earlier in the day was based on your book, Simple Architectures for Complex Enterprises.
That's right.
Now, what does that mean? What are you trying to communicate to the architect community with that book?
Well, I'd say the most important message is that what we really need to focus on as architects, and especially as enterprise architectural architects, is the message that simplicity is the key characteristic of systems that we need to strive for. It's really more important than performance, it's more important than security, it's more important than scalability, it's more important than any of these other issues, because without simplicity, you can't achieve any of those others, and if you do achieve simplicity, the rest of them will fall out. And the reason that it's needs to be done at the enterprise architectural level as opposed to the IT architectural level is because the knowledge that we need to simplify the systems comes in part from the business and in part from the IT, so it can only be achieved at the level where both of those meet, which is at the enterprise architectural level.
So this is a perfect example of, I know we hear a lot in architecture conversations today about aligning IT with the business. This is the kind of activity then that can only happen if the business and IT are talking at a higher level.
That's right. And the premise here is that the alignment between those two groups can't happen within the highly complex region of the enterprise as a whole. So what we need to do is we need to partition the enterprise into much smaller subsets, which are greatly simplified views of the enterprise, and then within those subsets we can have intelligent IT alignment discussions. But to try to do that without first attacking the complexity of the organization is basically doomed to failure.
So complexity, I remember in your talk you were saying that complexity, of course, as it increases, doesn't increase the difficulties that we face in a one-to-one relationship, that it's a logarithmic impact that complexity has on the rest of the quality attributes we're trying to achieve.
Well, almost true, not quite true. Actually, complexity is linearly related to overall cost of total cost of ownership, maintainability, security. So there's actually only a linear relationship between how complex something gets and those other features, such as, let's just focus on total cost of ownership for now. So something that's, if you have two systems, one of which is twice as complex as the other, one will have twice the TCO as the other. But you're partially right. You're on the right track, though, because complexity is not linear related to functionality. Complexity is logarithmically related to functionality. So as you add twice the functionality into a system, you bring up the order of complexity by a full order of magnitude. So, you know, the analysis that I often use is a bowl of dice. If you have a bowl with one die in it, that has six possible states that the bowl can have. If you add one more dice into it, so you double the number of dice in it, you actually increase the complexity of the bowl by six times, because the number of states in the bowl is the number of face on a dice raised to the power of the number of dice. So that's where there's a logarithmic relationship comes in enterprise architecture. The logarithmic relationship is between functionality in a system and the total cost of ownership. So by increasing the total cost of ownership, say by increasing the functionality of a system by only 10%, we're likely to double the total cost of ownership of it.
So how do we approach driving simple architectures into place? I mean, we certainly can't reduce functionality drastically in cases where the business needs functionality.
Yeah, in general, the answer to making things simpler doesn't come from reducing the amount of functionality. In general, it comes from reorganizing the functionality that we need to put in the system. So again, to go back to the dice system, if you have a bowl with 12 dice in it, that has a total number of states of 6 raised to the power of 12, which is about 2 billion something. Okay, if you take those same dice, the same amount of functionality, the same dice, and now put half of them in one bowl and half of them in another bowl, so you now have two bowls of six dice each. Each one of those bowls has about 45,000 states, and the combined total is about 90,000. So you've now gone from a system that used to have over 2 billion states to a system that has about 90,000 states, which is a far greater than 90% reduction in complexity.
Certainly easier to manage, easier to maintain, easier to achieve a lot of the quality attributes that you mentioned before are sort of entailed in simplicity.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going from a TCO point of view, it now costs about 5% of what it cost before to maintain those two bowls of dice as it did to maintain the one bowl of dice. So the key comes to placing the right functionality in the right bowls, so to speak. Now the problem you run into in enterprise architectural space is that functionality in a business system is a little bit fussier than bowls of dice. So you can't just randomly grab some functionality and pluck it here and another bunch of put it over there. Otherwise, you could actually make the system more complex post-partitioning than it was pre-partition. So, you know, this is where some of the mathematical understanding of it comes in, and this is, in particular, there's a mathematical principle called equivalence relations that can be used to drive partitions. And if we can find the right equivalence relation, then we can drive partitions in a very reproducible way, and we can get the right functionality in the right system. And enterprise architectures, what that comes down to is using the correct synergies to place functionality. So we need to place functionality based on which functionality is synergistic with it. Okay. And that decision can only be made by the business and the IT groups working together, which is why this needs to be considered a science as part of the enterprise architectural space as opposed to the IT. So IT pays the cost and complexity, but business is required to help them solve that problem. I often will do a workshop and I'll ask people to tell me the top three architectural characteristics, features of the system that are not business related. And, you know, it'll be like security, performance, scalability, reliability. The interesting thing is that in all the time I've done this, I've never had simplicity come up as one of those key attributes. And yet when you think about it, every single one of them is dictated by how simple the system is. Because if you have a very complex system, you can't make it secure, you can't make it scalable, you can't make it reliable. Everything comes out of simplicity. Simplicity is really the core one.
So how do we take the concept of simplicity and bring that into enterprise architecture at a practical level? Are there methodologies that support this? Are there approaches that you recommend?
Yeah, well, the approach that I recommend is what we call SIP, which stands for Simple Iterative Partitions. And it really captures the three fundamental principles of how do you simplify an enterprise architecture and then drive that simplicity into the IT architecture that ultimately is going to realize that enterprise architecture. So the first thing we do is the P part of SIP is partitioning. We need to partition the enterprise using the equivalence relation, which we know of as synergistic. That's the partitioning part of it. Then we need to simplify the subsets of that partition, which means remove any extraneous functionality we have, consolidate any that we can, outsource any that are outsourceable, do various types of tricks like that, move as much of what we're doing into the infrastructure as possible. All of those are part of simplifying the subsets. And then the final part of it is the I, which is the iterative delivery. So now what we want to do is take the resulting subsets, what I call the autonomous business capabilities, the units of functionality that we kind of need to deliver en masse. So where the business is going to say, here's a useful collection of functionality that I would like to have. We're going to basically deliver that, then deliver this one. So we're going to do that in an iterative fashion. Okay. And that gives us the ability to prove that we can deliver value, because one of the big problems you have in the enterprise architecture space is that we have very little credibility.
That was my next question, is how do you approach the business who, as you say, have seen a lot of efforts not really bear fruit? How do you approach them with the concept of simplicity and using SIP to implement that, and how do you sell that? I would imagine incremental deliverables are a key.
Well, I think the first thing to sell is the complexity message, which in my experience is not that difficult to sell. Most CIOs have an intuitive understanding that complexity is really killing them. The major thing that they don't know right now is if there's anything that they can do about it, because they're under the impression that complexity is just part of life. You know, yeah. We've got to do a lot of complicated stuff. Our system's going to be very complicated.
And as you say, and most of the time it doesn't even enter into the conversation with enterprise architects who haven't really focused on that as a desirable quality attribute.
Right, because if you were to ask, if you were to get 10 enterprise architects in a room and ask them what is their job, the chances are that not a single one of them would mention complexity. Whereas, you know, when I come in and talk about enterprise architecture and I try to talk about the value proposition of enterprise architecture, the way I sell it is saying, what we can do is we can, you know, the complexity is killing you. You don't need me to tell you that. What I'm here to tell you is that we have a solution to that. The solution to it comes at the enterprise architectural space. And the way we're going to do it is the same way we can look at these dice. So look at these two bowls of dice. Here's one bowl of dice that has 2 billion states. Here's two bowls that has 90,000 states. Which one do you want your IT systems to look like? And, you know, we can show you that this is going to work very quickly. You know, so you're not going to have to invest a lot of money in this to find out. It's not like TOGAF where you're going to spend, you know, millions and millions of dollars before you get your first architectural spec that can be implemented, and then you have no idea if it's going to work or not without actually trying to implement it, sure, if it fails or not. With something like this, what we're going to do is we're going to break up the organization into a number of subsets, and we're going to start delivering them. You will actually see benefit very early on. The benefit that we often see is in organizations that in most organizations, the business and the IT folks have a very antagonistic relationship. That's very common, unfortunately. So I've been in many organizations where within a month or two of using SIP, which is really focused on a collaborative style of architecture as opposed to a combative style of architecture, that even the improvements in the communication and the sense that we're all kind of working against a common enemy, complexity as opposed to each other,
right,
that in itself is not necessarily a measurable business benefit, but it's a palpable benefit, if you will. And then when we can start deliver these segments, and we can say that, you know, we can compare the old style of delivering a big monolithic system with all the problems that it had and all the chances that it was going to fail, and over the all the cost overruns and all of the the time delays and all those.
Sure.
And now we can start to deliver these systems, and they see that we're delivering high value very quickly. That's what builds the momentum for the methodology.
So I would imagine that this sort of forms a virtuous cycle within an organization that adopts it, and that the first step would be to take a look at your existing IT assets and try, mm-hmm, to eliminate complexity. But then as new IT projects enter the portfolio, that mindset of keeping complexity low must just continue to build an IT portfolio that is simple.
Actually, the mindset's a great thing to mention. I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, there's mathematics here, there's process here, there's methodology here that I put a lot of thought into. The single most important thing is mindset. And it's everybody realizing that complexity is the enemy. And once you buy into that, the rest of this is just process to enable that. But that fundamentally is the first thing you have to buy into. It's not UIT thinking me business is the enemy. It's not me business thinking UIT is the enemy. It's both of us understanding the enemy is out there, and we need to...